Welcome to the Entrepreneur Experiment Idea Lab with me, Gary Fox. Today, we're talking about books, the six books you need to build the ultimate founder formula for your success. Kicking off with number one, we're going to go through them in order. First off, brain. What book do you need to level up your brain? If you haven't heard this by now, you've never listened to the podcast. Book number one, Atomic Habits by Jim Clear. This is just a GOAT book. This is just phenomenal. Everyone should read this. Simple as that. Simple summary is everyone should read this. It's a perfect blend of psychology and actionable advice. That's kind of the perfect summary I can give it. We all know what we should be doing, but applying that is harder than we think. And why? It's because our psychology trips us up. We don't follow the practical, simple things that we should be doing, even though we know we should be going to the gym more, should be eating healthier. And then it leads to this cascade effect of you miss one, you miss two, you miss three. So in this book, he explains why that happens. You know, why do we set out these lofty goals and then have a sudden burst of enthusiasm and then are unable to achieve them? So honestly, it's one of the most impactful books I've ever read in my entire life. And I've read, I'm going to say thousands, I'm going to say hundreds, but probably thousands of books. Just read it. Thank me later. It applies to every single one of our six categories. So that is number one. That is the number one book I recommend if you want to improve your brain. Going green, becoming more sustainable. It's everywhere, right? Everyone wants to be greener and do their bit to help. But sometimes, for your business, there are more important things to do. It's hard to find the time. Well, take it out of your hands because it's all in a day's work for your local enterprise office. They have the time and the experts to sort it for you. And the best bit is, it'll help your business, save you time, money, and energy. Perfect, right? The Green for Business audit will assess your business and tell you where you can make changes. And the new energy efficiency grant will help you pay for those changes. And your local enterprise office will sort the whole process for you. Go to www.allinadayswork.ie/green, fill out the form that takes less than 2 minutes, and your local enterprise office will take it from there. Going green? It's all in a day's work for your local enterprise office. Many of you listening to the pod are business owners and savvy investors, but have you been introduced to peer-to-peer lending? Peer-to-peer lending is the practice of lending money directly to other individuals or businesses without the need for a traditional intermediary like a bank. Property Bridges offers you the opportunity to lend directly to experienced home builders across Ireland through their innovative online investment platform. Investors earn returns of up to 9% per annum and your money is fully secured against property. To learn more, visit propertybridges.com. Property Bridges is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland. Before we dive into today's episode, I want to share a game changer for your business, Azure Communications. When it comes to print and marketing solutions, these folks, led by CEO Jenny Johnston, are the real deal. Whether you need an eye-catching brochure, sleek business cards, or a full-blown digital campaign, Azure Communications has you covered. They're not just about high-quality prints or digital campaigns, they're also about delivering great results. And here's the best part. Just for listeners of the Entrepreneur Experiment, you can get 20% off your first order. Just give them a call or go online and use the code FOX20. With personalized service and fast turnaround times, Azure Communications will help you make the impact your business deserves. Trust me, when it comes to making your brand stand out, Azure Communications is the provider of choice. Check them out at azurecom.ie. Use code FOX20 and elevate your marketing game today. Number two, body. What book should you recommend if you're going to improve your body? This is Outlive by Peter Attia. I'm sure everyone is familiar with Peter Attia. He is probably the number one longevity slash health guru on the internet. Him and Andrew Huberman are up there as the ultimate longevity experts. It's really good. I followed his stuff for a very long time, and it's distilling all his best learnings into a very readable, very practical book. It's not simple to read. It's not something you're going to sit down and mill through in a wet and windy afternoon by the fire, but it is readable. Like, I am fairly savvy about my health, and I've done a lot of work on my bloods and stuff like that. So it is accessible. It can be heavy going at certain times. Certain bits will only kind of make sense if you already started to work on them. It goes into great detail about your heart. But if you are looking to live longer and understand what you should be doing, that is the book I would start with. And also, if you're starting on your longevity journey, it's a very accessible jump off point whereby you can then know what you're getting into if you do want to go get your bloods done and you do want to increase your life and your health span. So that is the number one recommendation I have for body. The number one book I recommend for business. Throwing it back here with an old school reference, The Lean Startup. This is out about 15 years, I think, now, but it is honestly one of the books that shaped my Vision as an Entrepreneur, one of the books that has shaped the entrepreneur experiment, How to Build a Lean Startup. So I read this just as I had, no, I read it while I was building a tech startup. We got funding. And if I'd read this and applied the lessons, I would have avoided every single mistake we made and made the business 10 times better. And it probably would have been a success if I'd read this and applied the lessons diligently. Essentially, it's all about doing less with more. It's about building a business based on experiments. So if you're a fan of this podcast, more than likely you'll be a fan of this book, The Lean Startup by Eric Ries. Fourthly, finances. Again, if you're a listener to the podcast, you'll know about this book, The Psychology of Money. I've recommended this probably 15 times at this stage. The Psychology of Money by Morgan Housel. Again, it's very much like Atomic Habits, so I think that's why I love it so much. It is the perfect blend of psychology built in with practical advice. He explains why we don't stick to a savings plan. He explains why the things that we should be doing that we aren't. And if you blend this, if you pair this with Atomic Habits, those two books can change your life. That is not a statement I would make lightly, but they helped me understand my psychology and the limiting beliefs I had around money and the limiting beliefs I had around my own potential. So honestly, if you read only two books for the rest of your life and wanted to have a positive impact, The Psychology of Money and Atomic Habits would be two books that I would take to a desert island. Although, not going to have any money on a desert island, so it's kind of pointless. But it's a great read. It's told actually through... Actually, if you're a fan of this podcast, you'll definitely find that book because it's told through anecdotes. So it's not just dry financial advice. It's all told through anecdotes and stories of people who've made really good financial decisions. And it tells them through the story of, like, there's a story in it about a gas station clerk in America who died. I think he left like $6 or $8 million, obviously. And it was all through just compounding. It was all through the investments he made over like decades and decades and decades of his life just working this normal job. But he managed to compile this massive nest egg by just using the art of compounding. So it is phenomenal. Family and friends. This is going to be a random recommendation for that section. You probably won't be expecting it, but it is The Laws of Human Nature by Robert Greene. To understand others, you must understand yourself. That is something I will take to the grave with me. It's something I've only learned in the last probably 5 to 10 years. All the things you see in others that annoy you are the things you hate about yourself. There you go. There's a little truth bomb nugget from today. That's the kind of lessons you can find in this book. It is a massive book. It is, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to flick through the page. It is 588 pages long. So this is not one to read by the pool when you go on your holidays. This is something to digest over a very long period of time. I would recommend picking it up and reading like a chapter a month or something like that, because it's heavy going and a lot of stuff have to actually take time to digest. But I would recommend reading this book. It has made me 10 times smarter. Who'd have thought that was possible? And finally, fun. What should you read to have more fun? This I couldn't actually settle on, because a lot of the books I read for fun are spy thrillers and novels and just general fiction books, because I have a rule. I read nonfiction in the morning or during the day, and I read fiction at night. So all my fiction books are on my Kindle, and they're generally like thrillers, like The Gray Man and all spy thrillers. What I'll do is at the end of the year, I'll do up a list of all the books I've read over the last year. I think I'll start keeping a track and I'll share them with you then. If you're on my email newsletter, you'll get that. If not, you won't. So go to mrgaryfox.com to join the newsletter. So for fun, this was one of the first business books I ever read, being honest. I loved it. And I've read it so many, many, many times. It's Richard Branson, Losing My Virginity, the autobiography. I'm just trying to see when it was written. 1998. So it is an old book, but a brilliant book. We all know who Richard Branson is. I won't lie, I've kind of gone off him in the last couple of years. I find him to be a little bit cheesy and a little bit out of touch with the real world. But that's kind of the laws of being a billionaire, I guess. But it is an incredible read. He was one of my icons, my heroes when I was starting off my business journey. Still have a huge amount of respect for him. I flew to London to see him live, which was kind of interesting. And never meet your heroes. I didn't actually meet him. I just was sat in the audience as he talked. But this is a really great business book. He's written loads of them, but this is the one I would recommend if you're looking to read a business book that is fun. He's had a wild journey, right? He has had a life that could become a movie. And I think that's the ultimate compliment you can give to anyone about having an interesting life. Richard Branson, autobiography number one. That is the book to read if you want to have some fun. There are the six books I recommend for the Building Your Own Founder Formula. Hope you enjoy that. Let me know what books you pick up. I've linked them all in the description below. So if you're watching on YouTube, the links are in the description below. If you're listening on audio, the links are in the description. I'll also send this out on my email newsletter on Saturday. I'll see you back here on Tuesday for a brand new episode.